Oh, it must have been 100-year-old then or older. It was a big oak, you know, a big grid oak. Had been there, my daddy said, ever since he could remember.
What did you call the box that the people were buried in?
Oh, they call it a coffin. They used to make them, you know, make the coffin. They'd get lumber and just make a wooden coffin to bury people in. They didn't have the box. They dig a vault, you know, down to set the coffin down in that vault. Mm-hmm. Put planks crossed over the vault, you know. Mm-hmm. And put the dirt in on.
Mm. What about if you were at a funeral and there were people there dressed in black, they'd say that they were
in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they still wear black in mourning.
Did you ever hear of any kind of disease that children used to die from because they get these sores in their throat and their throat would swell up?
Yeah.
Couldn't breathe?
A diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
And the membrum croup. They hear a few years ago, several years ago, that some children died around it. The doctors called it membrum croup.
Yeah.
I never had heard of it till then.
Yeah.
Called it membrum croup. And
what about a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Well, that's yellow jaundice, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that, I guess.
Have you ever had that?
No, I never had yellow jaundice. But I've had swamp fever. Some people call it swamp fever.
Mm-hmm.
That swamp fever is a malaria, and just a bad case of malaria, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about if a person had real bad pain right here, he might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Did I ever have you?
No, I've never had appendicitis. A youngest boy of mine, he had to be operated on appendicitis when he was pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard of them waiting long enough for the appendix to rupture, you know.
Mm.
And I don't understand why the Lord made people that way, but that's His business.
Yes, sir.
I heard about a little kid praying for a little brother. I said, Lord said, if you just about got him made, and just send him on, so you can leave his tonsils and his appendix out. Said they'd probably have to take them out later anyhow. Just leave them home.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they got an old saying around here. It says, if a tonsillectomy is a tonsil removal of the tonsils, what would be called a removal of a growth on your head? You know what it is?
What?
You don't know, you wouldn't know what the answer was, huh?
Well, not really.
It'd be a haircut. That's a trick question. You remember that. You get that on some of them.
I get that.
Yeah.
Haircut.
Ask some of them doctors that's going to school to make a doctor. Just ask them if a tonsillectomy is a tonsil operation, what would you call a removal of a growth on the head?
I get every answer in the book except the right one. Yeah,
I just, trick questions.